Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah! You, your girl, and your Johnson, oh yeah!
Hola.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Jeff, are you sober or not sober?
Dummy, what's up? What's happening today? We are team sober. Sir, I'm driving a semi-truck.
All right.
Jeff missed all the exciting lightning. He was over in Eastern Washington driving.
Oh, okay.
Ah. I did. I missed it. We'll see if I see more later. I'm just getting back now. I'm dealing with this lovely traffic right here. Or what is this? Highway 18 meets southbound I-5.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're going to be there for a while, bud.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep.
Jeff, you're going to beat one in a race. You taking a chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I'm probably going to lose either way, probably to all those. I'm thinking if I were going to beat one, which one is going to end up chasing me and which one would be the easiest to kick. So we're going to go chicken.
Chicken. I'm telling you, man, that chicken
beats
you.
Kick it a chicken.
You're going to just feel
terrible. Kicking chicken.
Do some chicken kicking.
Kick it a chicken. Yeah.
All right, Jefe, here is your question. What does the acronym FEMA stand for?
Oh, damn it.
If you're part of the mafia, it is the bone in your leg. I think you broke his FEMA.
Yeah, I don't know. Federal Employment Men's Association. I know that's wrong.
Well,
I have
Federal
no
Emergency, is it Management Association?
Yeah. Agency.
Agency. Federal Emergency Management Agency.
So I actually got the first letter right there?
Yeah. Yeah, the federal.
Oh.
Yes, you did nail that.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Believe it or not, Count Chocula has a first name. Is it Vlad, Bruce, Alfred, or Barnabas? Vlad, Bruce, Alfred, or Barnabas? What is Count Chocula's first name?
Alfred?
No way. I like Bruce.
Alfred Chocula.
Option
I like Bruce.
C, party on, guys.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I think Bruce was the name. I'm not 100%, but remember Fruit to Brute when that came out? I think
it's
Bruce was
Brute?
The name. Dude, it's Alfred Chocula. You can have. I'm being like, come on.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we're splitting hairs here, man.
Gabe is
Big
Dummy,
206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Brad, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, Brad. Here we go. Okay, you're in a foot race. Which animal can you beat? Keep in mind, all these are roughly the same speed of a human. Chicken, giraffe, pig, or squirrel?
I could beat all of them, but I'll go giraffe.
You're going to go giraffe? I think giraffe just for the fact that you're racing a giraffe like Ted said.
It would just look cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you beat it, you'd be like, yeah!
Tell Sweet to say that at you.
Right. Calm down.
All right, Brad, here is your question. What California beach is nicknamed Muscle Beach?
Venice.
One and done. Nice job, bro.
All right, hang on. Before we let you go, give you a 50-50 question.
All right, true or false? Leonardo DiCaprio's first on-screen kiss was with a man, baby.
True.
Let me guess. Hold on.
I don't know the
let
actor.
Let me guess. So when he was younger, he was in...
Gilbert Grape?
He was in My Own Private Eye. Keanu Reeves.
No, it was not Keanu Reeves, because I'm not even sure if I've heard of the actor.
Oh, wait a minute.
My
You're
own
saying
private
Leonardo
idol?
DiCaprio's first kiss on screen?
Was with a dude.
Was it Mark Wahlberg?
I don't think so.
Oh, look, I thought maybe Basketball Diaries.
I'll tell you, pull up the movie. It's called Total Eclipse from 1995. That's the name of the movie he was in when he kissed a dude, but I'm not sure who the actor was.
That's a movie where it kisses a dude.
Is there a better way to describe it? I don't know what the plot is.
Now Bonnie Tyler's coming up.
No idea what movie, or what the movie's
all
about.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Really? Kiss.
Does it say who he kisses?
Leo. Let's see. No, it's all right.
How do they not say who he kissed?
David Twells?
I think
Yeah.
Twellis?
Scene with David Thewlis.
That guy's in Harry Potter now.
David Thewlis.
One kiss from Leonardo, next thing you know, you're a Harry Potter franchise.
He put a spell on him.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, fellas.
Hola. Joshua, you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, Joshua, who do you think you could beat there in the race? A chicken, a giraffe, a pig, or a squirrel?
Yeah, I'm inclined to pick the giraffe, but, like, it's a giraffe. I don't want to be trampled, so give me chicken.
You can take the chicken.
Don't be scared of that tall bastard.
And Joshua ended up dying when he was trampled by a chicken.
That chicken kicks your ass.
Have you
feel
seen
awful.
Giraffes? They can trample you.
Like, they can. Yeah, they can. I'm telling you. Yeah, don't be intimidated by them.
I think the one that just smokes them all is a pig. You don't realize it, but a pig just takes it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oink, oink. I feel like a pig would know it's being competitive also.
Can you eat giraffe? Is it the only one on the list that maybe is not food?
Somebody's eating it along the way.
I guarantee you people are eating giraffe.
What do you have, like neck? The neck?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out where he wears his bow tie.
Lower high?
Place it up top by his face or is it down where his neck starts?
What would you recommend? Giraffe comes to you.
No, it's
his wedding
day. It's
always
the bottom of the neck.
Right, so he's just down there.
But it's
got to be the bottom.
Right, but our necks are so short, it looks like it's...
But we don't wear anything up here.
I'm just saying, it's been boggling the internet for years. Where does he wear that bow tie?
What do you recommend?
I think he should wear it high.
I agree. You're getting photos taken, like, dude, wear it up under the chin.
Where your face is?
All right. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I also don't know why he's dressed up.
Or why he's asking our advice on how he looks. But.
Excuse me, fellas.
Hey, this would sound kind of weird because I'm a giraffe.
You got to kick my ass in a race.
Right, it's after the race. Anyhow, where should I wear this bow tie?
Right. So I want to talk to you about me. All right, here is your question. What holds the bit in a drill? What holds the bit in a drill?
I don't know, a socket?
I don't know what you call it.
Well, that's what the very question is.
Drill mouth.
Yeah. Drill mouth. That's that chick we dated.
Drill mouth.
The chuck.
Oh, the chuck.
The chuck. The other name for the chick you dated. Drill mouth and chuck.
Drill mouth, trap.
Yeah. All right, your question. Which actor bought the first Hummer made for civilian use?
Oh, yeah.
Bought the first what?
Hummer.
Humvee.
For civilian use.
Oh, Hummer. I don't.
It makes sense.
It absolutely does.
Actor.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm just going to say Matt Damon.
Is it like Arnold?
It is Arnold.
It's exactly who it is. Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah. I got the first Hummer. I also bought a vehicle. All right. Your question, who played the role of TV's T.J. Hooker?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Who played the role of TV's T.J. Hooker?
T.J. Hooker?
T.J. Hooker.
It's an old show.
Cop show, yeah.
You would really only know the reference because you know the actor and he makes jokes about it.
He is... You see, most of the time doing commercials now.
Almost 100. Or he's in his 90s, for sure.
Yeah, he's in his 90s.
I don't know, man.
He's not.
Dick Van Dyke?
William Shatner.
Yep.
Oh.
That was one of the greatest skits on SNL ever. They're asking all those Star Trek questions. They're like, hey, get a life. I'm T.J. Hooker now.
Yeah, and I really only know it because you reference it. Oh, yeah. That's how I know it.
All right, Joshua, according to the Eagles song, One of These Nights, whose daughter have they been searching for?
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are giving me difficult ones.
Well, not if you know the song.
I don't know the song.
Well, then it's difficult.
Oh.
I'm trying to give you an answer. They are a biblical character.
An angel.
Oh. Oh.
They're looking for a woman who has an angel's name?
No, basically, they're looking for the daughter of this particular angel.
Who is an angel, yes.
Who's an angel? I don't know. I'm going to go with Gabriel.
Nah, the devil.
Now, Gabriel only had sons. Yeah, looking for the devil's daughter. Because who's not?
Five. Question five, Josh.
Question number five.
Oh, gosh.
How many toes does a pig have on each foot?
On each foot?
Each foot, yes.
So is the answer like of them all together or like no, just how many they have on one foot?
Just on one
foot. On one foot.
You look at one pig's
one
foot.
Say three.
Four.
Gosh, damn. Damn it.
Question six.
I'm not saying you haven't seen a three-toed pig. I'm just saying they should have four.
See the five-toed.
All right. What fictional pirate commanded the Jolly Roger?
Jolly Roger. Oh, my gosh.
I believe it's Peter Pan, I think. Yeah.
Oh, is it Peter Pan? Oh, is that Captain Hook then?
You got it, Jolly.
There we go. There we go.
More Big Dummy coming up. 206-803-ROCK.